Whosoever shall do the will of my Father that is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, yesterday the bishop told you how Saint Francis of Assisi established his Franciscans as poor preachers who rely to neither gold, silver, or brass. They were to rely totally and unconditionally to the gifts and providing of their Heavenly Father. Now I'm going to tell you a story that I heard when I was a child, which tells how one must always rely that what the Father does is always right. There was a farmhouse in the country, and in it lived a family, the children, loving wife, and their good father. They were very poor, and when things started to get rough, they desperately needed money. Their most valuable possession was their fine horse. So the mother called children together and told them the sad news that, unfortunately, they had to sell horse away. They took it bravely, and the father then had a conference with mother. Which should they do, sell or trade? "You know what's best, father," said the wife. "Ride off to town and get money for the horse, or make a good bargain with it. Whatever you do is always right." And then off he went, riding the horse that was to be either sold or traded. And of course, father would know the right thing to do. Now a man came along with a cow, as pretty a cow as you could wish to see. "I'm sure she must give fine milk," thought the farmer. "It would be a pretty good bargain if I got her." "Hey, you, with the cow," he said. "I believe a horse costs more than a cow, but it doesn't matter to me, since I have more use for a cow. Shall we make a swap?" "Fair enough," said the man with the cow, and so they swapped. Now the farmer might just as well have turned home again, for he had finished his business. But he had planned to go to the town, so town he would go. And so, with his cow, he continued on his way. Pretty soon they came across a man who was leading a sheep. It was a fine-looking sheep, in good condition and well-clothed with wool. "I certainly would like to have that," thought the farmer. "It would find plenty of grass beside our ditch, and in the winter we could keep the sheep in our own room. It would really be much more sensible for us to be keeping a sheep rather than a cow. Shall we trade?" Yes, the sheep's owner was quite willing, so the exchange was made, and now the farmer went along the highway with his sheep. Near a road gate, he met a man with a big goose under his arm. "Well, you've got a fine heavy fellow there," said the farmer. "It's got plenty of feathers and fat. How nice it would be to have it tied up near our little pond. Will you swap? I'll give my sheep for your goose." The other had no objection, so they swapped and the farmer got the goose. The farmer had now completed a good deal of business since he started for town. But then he happened to see a miller carrying a heavy millstone. "What a fine millstone there is. Imagine, with that I could build my own business of producing grain, have my wife bake some fine bread for children, and I could sell the rest at the market. Now to think of it, the millstone would be a lot more useful for me than a single goose. Should we swap?" The miller had no objection, and the farmer started to head home, carrying proudly his new millstone. But when he got into the bridge, going across the river, his foot slipped. He felt that the weight of the millstone was drawing him to the river, so he had to drop it to the river. Splash, it fell, and relieved that now he hadn't got hurt, the farmer started home, now much more freely, since he did not have anything to look after or to carry. Before he turned the road leading to his house, he stopped by the village inn. There were two Englishmen there, so rich that their pockets were bursting with gold coins. They were soon hearing the whole story of the horse that had been traded first for a cow, to a sheep, to a goose, and finally for a millstone, which ended up into the river. "Well, you'll get a good beating from your old woman when you go home," said the Englishman. "You're in for a rough time. Actually, it would be better you would just continue the road and never go back home again." Well, friends, I'll admit this trading trip of our horse did not go exactly as I planned, said the farmer. "But I have nothing to fear. My dear wife will say, whatever father does is always right." "Shall we bet on it?" said the Englishman. "We have gold by the barrel." And so the bet was made. The innkeeper's cart was brought out, the Englishman got into it, and followed the farmer to his cottage, where mother and children patiently waited. He entered and said, "Good evening, mother. Same to you, father. Well, I've made the bargain." "Yes, you know how to do business," said the wife, and gave him a big hug. "I traded the horse for a cow." "Thank God for the milk," said the wife. "Now we can have milk, butter, and cheese on our table. What a splendid swap you made." "Yes, but then I swapped the cow for a sheep." "That's still better," said the wife. "You're always so thoughtful, father. We have plenty of grass for a sheep. But now we'll have sheep's milk and sheep's cheese and woolen stockings and woolen nightgowns for the children, too. You're always such a thoughtful husband." "But then I exchanged the sheep for a goose." "What, will we really have a goose for Michaelmas this year, dear father? You always think of what would please me, and that was a beautiful thought. We can tie up the goose, and it'll grow even fatter for Michaelmas day." "Yes, but then I exchanged the goose for a millstone." "A millstone? What a great deal you made, dear father. Now we can grind our own wheat, perhaps plant rye. We can start a business, maybe even move to town and send the children to the best school. How wise are you, father, to always think the best of us." "Yes, but that's not the end of the story. When I was approaching home, carrying the millstone, my foot slipped on the bridge. And being afraid I might get hurt or fall, I had to drop the millstone to the river. So unfortunately that, along with all the other things I traded, is now gone." "Do not worry, dear father. You did exactly the correct thing. After all, what if you had been hurt, or worse, drowned to the river? Who would then have taken care of us? To have you safe and sound back home is the greatest deal our family has ever made." The Englishman had listened all this silently. Then they said to each other, "What a wife, always downhill, but always happy. That family alone is worth all the money." So the Englishman paid the barrel of gold to the farmer, who got kisses instead of cuffs for his bargains. Dear children, this story truly teaches that what your heavenly Father does with you always turns to good eventually. If the wife had complained about the bad bargains father had done, not only had she lost the bargains, but the big barrel of gold as well. So remember, if you are ever tempted to complain what your parents or teachers tell you to do, you might lose your big reward as well. But if you show the Franciscan love to God, receiving both his gifts and his trials with humility, you receive your golden crown in heaven, because whatever Father does is always right. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen.